Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's some type of technical difficulties going on.
Yes, there is. Big time.
Yeah. Well, catch me on the air. What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Menu. It's your brother B, and it is also
brother Adam. Good evening, all.
Yeah, what's cooking?
Apparently, the airwaves or something.
Yeah, something's going on. You know how it is, man. Streets won't let me chill.
Yeah, man. He's saying that for what, 5-15 years? I'm keep saying it, yo. Because it's the truth. Streets won't let you chill.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, man. So it's good, brother. How you been?
I've been good, man. I've been blessed. I can't complain, man. You know, but then, you know, daddy duty, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And, of course, you know, right when the show is about to start, this one talks about you have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so.
You're always.
I have to go. And then I go to call in and. Even beforehand, though, I was trying to call in. I wasn't able to call in. I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah, but let's get to the meat of the subject, though, brother. Let's get to the topic.
Continuing education.
Ah, yes.
Continuing education.
That's that thing that happens after high school, that thing that demands your tuition, wants your tuition. Needs your tuition.
college.
Yeah, man. But before we get into that, 646-378-1882 is the call-in number. That's 646-378-1882. I'm not against, you know, people wanting to further, you know, the education.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but what I do have a problem with is, like, gouging people financially for this education.
Mm.
Because it's like, in the grand scheme of things, what is it really doing for you? Like, nowadays, it seems like we live in a world where it's not about your smarts, it's not teaching your level of education. I mean, they'll try to make it seem that way, but it really boils down to who you know, whose ass you're willing to kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, sirrah, sirrah. So,
yeah, definitely.
So, when you know, like I said, I have nothing against getting that bachelor's and, you know, getting that diploma, getting this, I'm all for it. If that's what you like to do personally, if that's what's on your agenda, then so be it. But my thing is, why do you have to pay so much to get it?
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Why is education so, so much? I mean, why does it cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to college? That's ridiculous. That is literally ridiculous. I feel that it should be free somewhat, you know, but because, I mean, like high school, it's free. In a nutshell, unless you go to a private school, it's free. I feel that college should be also. That's how I feel, you know?
Well,
it's just gotten just way too expensive and way too out of hand for the normal person. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you got some schools that charge what around $10,000 a year. I mean, even though they seem like they do have some of these financial, you know, aid programs, you know, things of that nature, but you still got to pay back these loans.
You got to pay them back. And, of course, you got to pay them back with interest. It seems like it's just another way of making money off of you, just another form of making money, you know? Sometimes I don't even think it's about the education, basically. I think somehow that it is free, but they want you to pay for it.
Well, of course they're going to want you to pay for it. How is it? You know, they'll try to justify, say, well, you know, the professors got to get paid, these people got to get paid, staff got to get paid. I mean, I get that. And I don't have a problem with that. But why so much?
Yeah, that's where I say that's where our taxes come in. Okay? Billions and billions and billions of dollars are taken in taxes. Let's not get it twisted. Education should be free. I'm sorry.
Yes, it should be, but
you know, I mean, that's just how I feel. It just really strikes a chord with me when every year or like every so often they raise the price on education, you know, by like a factor of like, you know, like 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, 10%, 20%. I mean, where do they expect people to be getting, you know, the money from? Where?
Well, you figure like this. What's that saying? If you want to play, you got to pay. So you're going to come, you know what I'm saying? You want to be a part of or considered a part of society's beat. You want to separate yourself from, you know, the high school grads, from the associates to the doctrines to the, you know, the masters, you know, it's all about the label. And the more you're willing to pay, you know, the higher you go, you know, on the food chain when it comes down to labor. So you figure.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, I mean, that's not, I mean, because it really doesn't even really happen like that. I mean, because I know quite a number of people that have paid out the whizzing for their education. And where has it gotten them? Some of them are still, some of them at Walmart, some of them, you know, working, you know, these laborious jobs. And now they got all this debt compiled on top of them.
Well, this is true.
It's like some people go to school to be a doctor or, you know, some type of profession, and then they wind up going into, like, another field. You know,
they're gonna pay for that. They're gonna pay for that too.
They still gotta pay. Those are the people that I feel for, because they get stuck between the rock and the hard place. You know.
Well, the question is this: like these people who are taking like these majors and like they take these classes and stuff like that. Like, what is the end result? That's the whole thing. Like, what is the real end result? Like. Because it seems like you pay tens of thousands of dollars to go to school for computer science or, you know, stuff to computer related. Like, how are you really going to be able to get a job? Actually doing what you went to school and you got your degree in, and actually get a job that's paying you well enough to be able to survive, to be able to pay off. You know, these homes and things that
you would hope so, but I only think a fraction of them do. I mean, come on, people, let's hear from you. You know, 646-378-1882. You know, give us a call. You know, let us know what you feel or what's going on with, you know, the price of education these days. Or to further your education, and is it benefiting you? I mean, do you get to the glory after giving up all your grit? I mean, that's just one way of putting it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean. Like the whole basis of I mean, you know, remember before that whole thing, continuing education. Like I said, it's all optional. Even though there are jobs out here nowadays that require you to have these like continuing education, some jobs I really feel don't need it. Like I don't think you need 60 credits to become a cop. I don't think and I think that's just for NYPD. Some other jobs out here, they want you to have associates in this and a bachelor's in that. But like I said, what it really boils down to is you can have all this paperwork behind you. It doesn't mean that you really have the hands-on experience to be able to tackle the job. Because I can't sit there and say that I've ever been to college, because I haven't. But are they really teaching you to go or showing you how to be hands-on in certain situations?
You know what? I mean,
depending on the profession or the major that you have.
I think what it is, you know, so many people just apply for that one certain job. So they did this. They did a process of elimination. All right, you got to have an associate now to get this, you know, to or have a certain amount of college credits to get this job. I think it's just one way of process of elimination. That's what I feel and that's what I think.
True.
Now, I might be wrong, but then again, I just might be right. Just another way of a process of elimination. Or if you don't have this criteria, then you can't go any further with this job. Sorry.
Well, it's sad to say, but yeah, I believe that. I mean, I think it's just a way to, like, weed out certain types of people or certain individuals. Because, like I said, you can go to school for the 4 years or the 7, 6, 8 years, whatever. What type of guarantee do you have? Once you get that piece of paper, what type of guarantee do you have that's gonna unlock the doors for, you know what I'm saying, for you to step into the, you know what I'm saying, the type of situation that you hopefully would be stepping into after putting all that work, after all that studying. I mean, you go to med school, of course, it pays off in the long run. You know, but
that's but
that's one of the guaranteed professions, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, what about people that go to school for, like, computers, you know what I'm saying, information technology, and, you know, just some people go to for nursing and this, that, and the third. I mean, once again, how many of them really wind up with these jobs? I mean, we both know people who go through this whole continuing education thing, and some of them are still just, like, you know, kind of lost the sauce.
Yeah,
like your major was one thing, but you turn around and you get a job doing something else.
Like, yeah. Okay, well, I feel like this, you know, like, they got, like, these trade schools now. And I think the trade schools better prep you for the job that you want to take on. I mean, not to say that you're going to go to a trade school and become a doctor. That's not going to happen, you know, but you could become, like, a nurse, you know, auto mechanic, you know, some type of, you know, something in, like, the engineer or computer field. And you can become quite successful, you know.
Well, I think they put those trade schools out there more because there's such a high, you know what I'm saying, the way unemployment is. And
there's a high demand.
Jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like this, how do you, all right, if I'm looking for a job, how do you charge me to find a job? How do you charge me to learn, you know what I'm saying, to, like.
Well, let's not, you know, I mean, a trade school, you do have to pay, but it's not as much as, like, colleges, you know. It's not, like, putting you, like, super, like, in debt. You know, but trade school, you do got to pay for, you know. I'm not exactly sure how much because each one varies, you know, depending on what you want to go for. But it's not as, you know, it's not as much as like a regular 4-year college. Nowhere near. I know that. It's like at a fraction of the cost. So, you know, if, you know, for you guys out there or people that are listening and you know, not in college yet or thinking about college or wanting to go to college or wanting to get into a trade, you know, or do like some type of job. I mean, look about seeing what a trade school does. Maybe that might be more beneficial for what you want to do. Now, granted, if you want to be a doctor, then, well, you already know you gotta go to, like, some type of school for that, some type of college, university for that. But there is an option. There is the military. You know, they do pay for your schooling. But you just gotta give years to them, though, of course.
Yeah, but now, I mean, isn't that kind of like a, you know, like a bait and switch? You know what I'm saying? Like
I wouldn't exactly call it a bait and switch. It's more or less of, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. Military needs people. What do you, you know? So, okay, you want to go to school for this? Well, hey, we can help you. You just give us, you know, some years of service, and, you know, we'll give you that, you know, we'll give you some money to go to school.
Sounds like a shakedown to me. I mean, it's not a shakedown.
It's not a shakedown because you know what you're getting yourself into. It's not like they put, you know, the wool, you know, pull the wool over your eyes and go, oh, no, 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 no. It's like this. You pretty much know what you're getting yourself into, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on.
Just have to be a willing person to go, you know, being a part of the military. It's not for everybody. I'll be the first to tell you that. But the benefits of you going into the military and furthering your education, when you do it right, yo, the sky's the limit. That's all I got to say. The sky is the limit. I've seen me, I'm not really all into that school and stuff, you know. It's not for me, you know, but I have seen people succeed in that, you know, and wish them luck. Give them all the best, you know. Want to become doctors, they become ensigns, you know, to become a doctor, you know, they're officer and yet in the military and they're going to school to become a doctor. And they're in the medical field. I'm like, they actually, you know, working on patients, you know, and getting in their studies. They are getting the hands-on. And they're getting paid for it. So it is an option. But like I said, it isn't for everybody. It really isn't. So if you are that type of person that is rebellious and you want to do your own thing and do things when you want to do it, then the military is not for you. I'm just flat out. It's not for you. When you want to do things when you want to do it, military is not for
you. Yeah, well, I mean, I get that. But like I said, what I'm really trying to get is that, like, what's the real cost of education? Like, what's the real cost behind this whole, you know?
What's the real cost behind it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. Like, once again, continuing education. What's the real cost behind, you know?
You know what? The real cost, I'm even wondering if it really is a real cost or is it just a farce? You know, like a ploy just to give over money just to the education system.
Well, yeah.
Like I said, you know, we're paying all these taxes. You know, why can't college be free? You know, or at least half the cost that it is now.
Well, the whole thing is it's not going to be free and it's not going to be half the cost because they figure it's like this. If you want to be in this category, once again, you're going to have to pay to be in this category. Now, even though there's no guarantee that once you get in this category, you're going to, you know, some doors may open, but if you really want doors to be open, then you know, you may have to step the game up and you have to go into this category.
A paying,
you know, so,
like an Ivy League school?
Oh, yeah. Ivy League school, you know, some real, you know, preppy or expensive type. You know, I guess you go into some type of university with a, you know, with a nice strong name behind it.
MIT.
You know, a school that's, yeah, like a school
Caltech,
that's known for turning
Howard
out.
University, Spelman.
Yeah, schools that's used that's known for turning out like very, you know, turning out individuals that are very functional in today's society, very successful in today's society.
You got the Howards, you got the Harvards, and you got the Spelmans, and you got the Yales.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, certain, you know, those colleges like the Howard and the Spelmans and stuff, those apply more to, you know, African American. But, you know, yeah, I mean, it has its own prestige, you know, in its own right. But, you know, when you're talking about places like, you know, Harvard or you
even Columbia go, University.
Columbia University, stuff like
NYU.
That.
NYU.
Yeah, you know, USC. You're making a name. You know, it seems like it's all about a name.
Sometimes.
And I think that's where a lot of the money comes from, because you're paying for the name. You're paying for the prestige. You're paying
that
to get a piece of paper to say that you graduated from this school. Or
that,
you know,
that could be quite possible.
School.
I mean, it could be very possible. And maybe it boils down to not even what's your final grade, but just where you graduated from. Oh, you graduated. Just to say that, yeah, I graduated from here.
Yeah. Which is more important, because, you know, they give you a little sweater and stuff like that. And, you know, give you a hat to put in the, you know, the bumper sticker to put in, and, you know, you're good to go. You know, I mean, like I said, there's no promises of you being like this well-to-do, you know, individual that's going to, you know, make something great or you know, well, like I made history. I graduated, I got this paper, and I made history. If you do, that's good. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like, damn, you get out of college and, what, 6 months later, you turn around, you just got to start paying back these damn loans.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 months, maybe a year. So if you don't find a job in the field that you went to school for, then you got to find a job that's going to be able to pay your rent and your loans off this time being. Until that job that you slaved hard to get that piece of paper for comes through. Because, you know, you get out of college, you're fresh out of college, and they want to teach you with the bullshit of like, oh, well, you don't have much experience.
Oh.
Well, I just got out of college, and what the hell do you expect me to have? And then when you turn around, you know, it's like, nope, you paid all these thousands of dollars. It's like no one wants to take a chance on
you. Because you have no experience.
Yeah. But how are you supposed to get the goddamn experience and nobody wants to take a chance on you?
This is true. And this does happen. Well, I see you graduated from this school, but do you have any experience? No. I was hoping I would get the experience from you. because I'm applying for this job. I'm trying to get my foot in the door.
Yeah, it's like nowadays, I mean, I don't know, it really makes me wonder, like, which holds more weight, the fact of who you know compared to the sacrifice you made, you know, going to school and making it happen, because I'm sure that's a slap.
Well, I definitely know, you know, who you know does play a big part in today's job market, you know, because a lot of times it goes like, you know, certain jobs, it's like inside a job. Well, you know, so-and-so got me this job. Yeah, well, her dad works here, so they know this person and they hooked me up. That does happen. We know that. You know. But it's the people that do not fall into that category, who go to school to get the higher education to obtain that job.
True. We got a call at 576. You on that?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, shucks, it's Pierre.
Brother Pierre, what's going on, Brother Pierre?
Better late than never.
Hi, Andy.
It's up, folks.
It's all good.
Now, Pierre is a fine one to call in, because I believe what you did 4 years in John Jay.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excellent. And excellent.
Now tell us, you know, what's your take on the whole educational or continuing education rigmarole thingamajig?
You know, but like everything in life, it's about what you make it. So, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, it all depends. The college that you go to, it definitely holds some weight. But it's all about, you know what I'm saying, your GPA and what you do after you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as far as, I think there's a huge difference between going to a university versus going to a CUNY school like I did.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And when you have a university, the classrooms are bigger versus a CUNY school. And to me, what I think about when I think of a class that is too big is that the teachers can't spend one-on-one time with the students versus if the classroom is smaller.
Right.
So I don't think you're getting the same education. I think everybody's learning the same thing, but you're not going to be able to get that one-on-one time that I think people really need, you know what I'm saying, versus going to a university which they have to pay more money and they're not getting everything out of it. Only get, like you guys were saying earlier, when they pay for these universities, they're really paying for the name. They're not paying for the education. They're just paying to put their names on a piece of that college on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we're all learning the same exact thing, the same requirements for this degree. But yet, you know what I'm saying, a degree from Harvard will stand out more than a law degree from another school.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I believe it. So, but in your opinion, please, break down, like, all right, the difference between a university and a CUNY school.
Well, a university, as you know, is definitely going to cost more. A CUNY school, the classrooms are smaller, it's cheaper, and, you know, I guess with a university, you lose the university school, the state university, you don't get to, the state university, you get the whole college experience because you're living in dorms. And then this whole idea of sororities and, you know, fraternities and whatnot, which you're not really going to have in a community school, a CUNY school.
Right.
So I think that's what gravitates more people to the whole the idea of being in a university, going to a university.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you this then. Which do you think would be, in the long run, is more beneficial? Going to a CUNY or to, like, a SUNY?
A CUNY, definitely a CUNY, because it's cheaper.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for the most part, unless you're actually, you know what I'm saying, going to the university and, you know, you're going for a doctor or a lawyer, which at the end of the day, it's only going to pan out after a few years. Like, when these people get these degrees from these big names, they still have to start at an entry level.
Yes, exactly.
And these loans is what kills them.
Yes.
Versus you going to a CUNY where you can get scholarships and get federal aid. Versus, I mean, you can still get federal aid for these universities, but that's still not going to, it helps a little bit, but you're still looking at a huge payment when you graduate.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I definitely see where you're coming from with that one. Yeah.
But now, how many people actually go into these, you know, like all right, these majors that they take, how many people actually find jobs?
In their major?
Yeah.
I would say less than half, truthfully.
Well, I should say really find a career, because all that money you're paying, like, you're not paying for a job, you're paying for a career.
And you would think that all the money that they were spending in that school, in that university, that they would have a guaranteed job when they get out, but that's not the case. Because once again, when you go to those universities, you know, the schools are bigger, the classrooms are bigger, so there's way more competition. So teachers don't, unless you're like one of those students who's doing exceptionally well, they're not going to get that special attention, you know, that letter of recommendation, because there's so many people there. You really have to do something. You really have to go above and beyond to really stand out.
Mm. See, I'm not all about, me truthfully, I'm not all about that, you know. I'm really not. So, ooh, university, I would get lost in a classroom. Because it seems like it's not, like you said, you can't get personal with the professor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if the professor knows you, it's only going to be for two reasons. Either you are very exceptional or you're very non-exceptional.
Yeah, you're either the smartest kid in this class or you're either the dumbest.
Yes.
There's no room for the middle.
That's how you
just
really know,
that's okay or average, you know what I'm saying? A little bit above average, but not necessarily smart, people are not going to notice you. You know?
But all right. I mean, I just really want to, if somebody could really just tell me, like, why the education in this country seems to be skyrocketing so high and so much.
You mean the financial aspect of it?
Yeah.
About the cost?
Yes,
the cost.
Well,
is it
a ploy? Is it a scam?
I don't think it's a scam. I think it's because everything else is going up, and so that, you know, it would be seem like the only way to compensate the teachers for it, for their work, is if the price of the education go up. I don't know how much it is now, but when I was going to John Jay back in 06, so about 09, the cost of the CUNY semester was maybe about $2,000 to $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the verge of, when the time I graduated, everything was starting to go up, from the textbooks to the, you know what I'm saying, to the fees. So I think it's way more than that now.
Yeah, I know those textbooks are crazy expensive. My wife was telling me about this textbook that she had to get that was like $200-something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said, you got to be kidding me.
But honestly, there's no way I would have, and I talk about this all the time, there's no way I would have went to college if the military didn't pay for it. Because
okay.
there's no way that you can justify doing, you know, it's, I understand the whole idea of the long-term money and everything to pay off at the end, but sometimes it just don't, people can't see that far.
Right. I mean, well, especially nowadays, because everybody wants everything for the right here, for the right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. But like I said, people, see, Pierre, he confirmed it. Military, he would not have been able to. See, like I said, that's one of the avenues that you could go, people, to, you know, get over this hump of, you know, destitution and the education payment scheme of things of life. That's just another way to get over the hurdle.
Yeah, I mean, so and then there's a big market where when you're done with school, you sell these books for a fraction of the cost that you actually paid for them.
Super ugly,
yeah. But you're never going to get back what you initially paid for it.
Of course not. But they'll try to say, oh, that's an investment. Like, what type of investment is that when you turn around and, you'll say you're investing in yourself. Okay, so like you said, at the end of your tenure, your 4-year or, you know, whatever tenure, you should be stepping into a job. but you should at least be stepping into, you know,
a career
prospects, you know, after you get that piece of paper.
Yeah, but that just doesn't happen, though, for, like, a lot of people. It just doesn't happen like that, you know. Like, a lot of people, for what they do go to school for, that's not, it doesn't even wind up becoming their career.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's totally different.
Like,
we didn't even need
like
all that college for it. You know?
Like,
I mean,
me,
it happens.
For me, I think if I would have went and furthered my education as far as getting a master's, since I would think I would be in the same position because, you know, having a bachelor's and having a master's, there's a difference, but it's not so much, especially with the way the economy is now.
Yeah,
I don't think it would have been that much of a difference. Because it seemed like with the way things are going now, it's not so much what you have, it's who you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly true. In what we were talking about. Thank you for confirming that again there, Brother Pierre.
And one of the things that seems to be very popular right now is, what I think always been popular throughout America in general, is having a trade.
Trade schools, people. Did we not say that, Brother B?
Oh, of course, yeah. You spoke on the trade school thing. But, yeah, because, I mean, at least it's giving you, like, you're going there for one specific thing. You know, you're going for the, it's like you're going there for auto mechanics. Okay, that's your field of study. Like, you don't need to take a philosophy class or a math class, or you don't need to take any other classes. Dude, you're going to a trade school for auto mechanics, and that's what you need to learn.
That one specific.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come out of there with that diploma as an auto mechanic, and you can make a nice, good, decent chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
Because mechanics are always needed.
Yep. It's not just mechanics. It's a plumber. Like, it's just anything that relates to that hard hat, that, you know what I'm saying, blue-collar work.
Yeah.
That's always going to, you know what I'm saying, no matter where you are in the country, that's something that's always going to be needed.
Needed, in demand, is a good mechanic. Like I said, a good mechanic.
All right, so let me ask you this. What about the people who are like doctors and lawyers in their country, and then they come over here, and then they got to start all over in this education system? What do you think about that?
I don't know what their education or what their standards is over in other countries, but I feel if their standards are just as high as ours, then it shouldn't be a problem. But, you know, America, they tend to feel as though they're the top of the top, and so every other country is beneath us. But no matter where you get your degree or your education from, it's not the same as here for some strange reason.
Yeah.
But
that could be another way just to get money from other people, too.
Of course. That's the shakedown.
Yeah.
That's the shakedown. Because you're trying to tell me, so, listen, last time I checked, I mean, humans is human. So whether you're a doctor in Bangladesh, you know what I'm saying, and you come over here to the States,
the human anatomy doesn't change.
We're human over here, too, so it's like the body, the human body is the human body. Why does this person have to, like, retake all of this stuff all over again just to hold a position that he held in this country? It's the same thing. But like you said, it's just another outlet, another avenue to get that money. And that's what colleges seem, or continuing education seem to be about nowadays. Like, all these, all right, what's this rise in, like, online schooling? Like, people are taking classes and doing stuff online. Like,
yeah.
What the hell is this all about?
Because it gives them a piece of paper at a cheaper price. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just looking to get that paper saying, yeah, I graduated. You know, they just want someone saying, yes, I graduated from a school. A lot of people are looking for that. You know, a lot of people are, you know, trying to, you know, take the easy way. So they figure, hey, you know, going to school online, I'll get a couple of college credits, and then I'll go here, and then, you know, I'll just take my credits from my online schooling and, you know, put it towards this school where I'll be saving money. Maybe they try to do it in that aspect, another way of saving money, because school is so expensive. So if they could take that one class online and it's an equivalent to what they would take in the regular SUNY or CUNY school, and still, you know, that credit will account as much as going to a SUNY or CUNY school without them having to pay for it, then why not do it online then? Makes sense to me, right?
I mean, yeah. But you know, once again, like, who really benefits?
Who really benefits? It all depends. I say it all depends on how you're looking at it and who's looking at it and what they're trying to get out of it. You know, it all depends on what market that you're trying to get into, and what you're willing to pay, and what you're, you know, willing to get out of it.
I think another issue too is that you have these kids that go to these universities or these, you know, CUNY schools at 18, 19 years old, and they don't even know what they want to do yet, and so that also is a problem, because what happens is they'll declare a major, and so they'll be about 2 or 3 years in it, and then they decide, well, I want to do this instead.
Yeah, they switch, yeah. So that's almost like money wasted almost, huh, would you say, Pierre?
Yeah, basically.
And we're
unless the classes that you took have, you know what I'm saying, are, you can use those towards your, you know what I'm saying, the major that you're switching, the other major that you're switching to, which is usually not going to be the case.
Exactly.
So you just added another year or two,
yes,
to your tuition, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that applies for a CUNY and a SUNY.
And CUNY, yes. Which in turn just means more money you're paying into the education system.
You know,
and of course, people love that because they're just getting more money out of you. I don't think that they'll say it, but it's more money. And let's not get it twisted. There's somebody in these schools, like a comptroller, that is looking at the money that is coming into these schools from these students. Somebody's counting those dollar bills. You better be sure about that. It's getting counted.
Well, of course.
It's not like they're saying, well, you know, it's for the education. Yeah. It's for the education. But somebody's doing a count on that money. Because, I mean, you got like over 5,000 students going to this one school, and each one is paying, let's say, for the whole education, over $10,000, $20,000. All you got to do is do the math. And then you get an influx of kids coming in and out every year. Really? That's a cash cow right there, buddy. I don't care what anybody says. That's a cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure a lot of these schools are subsidized by the state anyway. I don't care how you say
say it, look at it, or flip it, or some way they're being subsidized by the state. Too much taxes coming out of our pocket right now, and I'm pretty sure a chunk of it does go to education.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's the sad part is, like, say if you you know, you're a parent and you don't have that money to send your kid off to become a doctor. When he has a genuine interest in it and he loves it, you don't have the money too, because you can get financial aid, but it's not going to be enough.
No, of course not.
Versus a kid whose parents are rich, and he just, I'll go be a doctor, and he's switching majors and doing, you know, he's not really taking it serious. That's a problem too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think these kids, when they graduate high school, I don't think they, maybe some of them realize what they want to do at 18, 19 years old, but I definitely wasn't one of them. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, these kids, as soon as they go to high school and they jump into college, I understand that because, you know, that's the American timeline thing. You know, after college, after high school, college, I get it. But at the same time, a college is not a place where you know what I'm saying, you want to sit there and try to figure out what you want to do. You need to know what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Well, don't they have, like, counselors and stuff like that to actually sit down and help you, like, go through and prepare for all this stuff before you actually...
Are you talking about in high school? Do they have the counselors in high school?
Well, don't they also have it in college, too? Where they you know what I'm saying, you sit down with a counselor or something, and they kind of, like, you know, try to give you advice or instruct you on what to do.
I didn't really remember if that was available to me. I'm sure maybe it was, but, you know, for me it was different because I went into college after the military and I already knew the degree that I wanted. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. But at the same time, when you sign up for college, you have a major and let it be undeclared, and you just take prerequisites.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you're still kind of wasting time if you're just knocking out your prerequisites because you can have a semester go by and you only take, like, maybe four classes, which are prerequisites towards any degree, but
yeah,
you could have been doing five or six classes if you would have known what you wanted to do beforehand.
What you wanted to, right.
You know, and even you know what I'm saying, as far as when I went to college, noticing the difference in my mentality versus the kids that were 18, 19 years old. Because when I went to college, I had already spent about 4.5 years in the military. So I had I was more mature than the kids that were there. And so what happens is kids from high school and they go to college, they bring that same mentality they had high school into college.
Oh, wow.
And so there's a
a wake-up call.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When they realize the teachers really don't care about they don't care about how funny it is. You have to work in on time. They ain't trying to hear no excuses. And so that's why I believe there needs to be some kind of time frame from the, you know what I mean? Like, there shouldn't be no, you know, as soon as you graduate high school, you go to college. You need to decide what you want to do because I don't think kids really know at 17, 18, 19 years old what they really want to do in life.
No, not really.
We got a caller. Let's see, 4109. You are on the air.
Yo.
Chad.
And Chad's a perfect example because Chad went to NY. If he went to Syracuse, which is one of the biggest schools in the country, so he'll definitely be able to explain, you know, to you a more perspective.
Chad.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord. Chad, what's good? Explain to us, Orange Man. Explain to us. Syracuse, explain to us what's the deal and how much did it set you back?
Oh man. Wait. Before I get into that, I wanted to know what exactly was the tone of the conversation at the moment.
Oh, continuing education, brother. Is it
continuing education?
Is it about you going farther or is it a farce? What say you?
It's both at the moment. Once upon a time, it was all about going further. Now, it's the powers that be got their hands all up in your pockets. That's why it gets more expensive, a lot more expensive each and every year. And a lot of it is just like certain schools you go to, it'll cost you, you know, $40,000 a year. Actually, now it's probably closer to $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you go to a school that costs that much money, at least logically thinking to me, I figure I would have to try to not learn in order to walk away without being well educated from there, right?
Like, right.
It would take effort to not understand, because that's how good the teachers would be. They would be so good that even without you trying, you're walking away much smarter every time you go to class.
Allegedly.
You would kind of expect some of this, but it's not that way. You go there, you teach yourself. Like, what the hell is that about? You know, it's like, what am I paying so much money for? So, you know, there's a big scam aspect to it, and that's just the tuition thing. Don't get me started on all the other little ways that they nickel and dime you.
So, oh, please do.
At the same time though, you need. Like, it's becoming more of a necessity for people to have, you know, degrees and stuff like that. Like, when I was a kid, it was like, you know, at least graduate high school and, you know, you set yourself up in position to be able to get a job.
Right.
High school diploma don't mean jack anymore in most places, you know, in most cases where a person wants to, you know, be able to provide for a family. So there's a higher requirement for people to, you know, have college degrees, but they're so much more expensive. So it's like, which causes people to take more loans, and then they're paying loans for the rest of their life. I'm paying loans for the rest of my life.
Wow.
I mean, you forever in debt.
I'll be able to, you know, pay it off and everything like that. And, you know, I'm confident that I'll be able to do so. But it's just like, when you take out a bunch of loans, those loans oftentimes are like, they are planned for you to be paying them for the next 20, 25 years.
Yes. And don't those loans come with interest?
That is the payment plan. Like with the interest and everything calculated in, you end up paying for about 25 years. So when you walk away and you have $40,000 in you know, loan debt, right? And let's just say this is all federal loan debt.
Mm-hmm.
You could end up paying closer to $80,000 than $40,000 by the time you pay that off in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's major money to be made for these dudes, you know, for the powers that be, you know, offering out the loans and stuff like that.
I got
you know, in the whole education thing. And it pissed me off when I started to realize this, because I'm like, yo, schools are, I was like, this school is almost like a business first and an institution of education second.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And to me, that's a problem. That's an ethical or moral problem on the part of the school and business. You know, like, that is a problem. You're supposed to be about teaching and educating people first. Just like as a doctor, you're supposed to be about healing people first before you're about making your money. Otherwise, you have an ethical problem.
Which I think.
And as far as them nickel and diming you, like I was, you know, alluding to before, but like when I was at school, they had us on, depending on what you chose, you had different amount of meals that you could have each day, like, you know, the food program. And I remember, like, I was on two meals a day, but the damn place, like the place to get food, were closed at like think like 8. You're a college student, so you got to get dinner by 8 o'clock, right? And it's like, you don't think that there's going to be nights, plenty of nights where you're up late? Will you get hungry later? So of course there are. So they have a little store that opens up with a bunch of overpriced food. But you got a little bit of money on your card that you swipe in order to get into the dining areas that has extra money on it for you to, you know, buy a couple of things at a store here or store there. And it also works at this place that has the food at night. Before you know it, that money is gone. So now you're paying your own money out of your pocket to get that food, or you're ordering food from places around the campus. Now, not every school is like this, but at the school I was at, the surrounding places around the campus, they all had deals with the school, which is why they was able to advertise in the school. So this school was making crazy money. off of you know, food. Then, you know, I dare you to be parked without a parking pass. Tickets galore. So, like, they was trying to get you at every point, and it's like, I'm already paying $40,000 to $45,000 a year. That's not enough.
See, but I think, you know what I'm saying, I think I think a lot of people will want to know, and I'll ask you this question, Chad, do you think a person can receive the same quality of education going to a community college versus a university?
I think
absolutely. Absolutely, they can.
Yeah.
Put it like this. Like
they can, but
yeah.
They can, but is it suggested? Is it recommended? Is it practiced?
It's not as attractive. You know, especially, you know, like, you know, as far as you go and you try to get a job later, like, a person sees a school you went to and they make assumptions. Like, if a person went to freaking Harvard or Yale and you went to freaking, you know, a local college in whatever city you're in, the person in Yale is starting off in a much, much, much better place than you without them knowing anything about you except what school you went to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but take this out.
Is that fair? Yes and no.
So, okay,
you know?
let's take a person with the same, let's take two people with the same degrees, right? Say if a person, like you said, went to Harvard and their GPA was like, you know, a 2.9, 3, but this other person.
Good luck finding that.
They
probably tape out the school. Some schools have some ridiculous, you know, requirements for you, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying for the sake of the, you know what I'm saying, of the point I'm trying to make. Say if you go to Harvard and you maintain a 2.93 GPA or whatever, but and we're talking about two people with the same degree, but if the other person goes to a college in his own, you know what I'm saying, in his own state, in his own community, he goes to community college for the same degree, but yet his GPA is a 3.8, maybe even a 4.0. Who do you think gets the job?
I don't think that's enough to make a determination. But I tell you this: the person who has the better GPA in that position, in that situation, he or she is not, you know, a shoo-in to be starting off in a better position, despite having a GPA that's a full point higher than the other person. You know,
yeah,
they're not guaranteed to start off in a better position.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the whole idea of, you know, because I'm sure there's people out there that probably think, you know, if I don't have the money to go to a state, if I go to a community college, but if I excel in it and I do really good, you know what I'm saying, I'll be okay versus going to a big university and, you know what I'm saying,
well,
maybe not doing so well, you know. So,
well, depending on it also depends on the different schools to a certain degree. It depends on the GPA to a certain degree. It depends on the person who's interviewing you, you know, because that has an impact. It depends on how well you interview just your interviewing skills. People. That's something that's really underestimated. you know, like just how well a person does an interview. And, you know, so there's a bunch of different variables that come into play whenever you try to get a job. So with that said, it's hard to say, but like, you know, it is better for you, I think, not you directly. Well, I think it is better for a person to go to a school that maybe isn't as prestigious, maybe doesn't have as much reputation, and is a lot more affordable. Get a good education, and you know you'll build from that point. Like the first job you get out of college usually isn't the job that you have for the rest of your career.
Mm.
You know, so if you're good at what you do.
I'm sorry, you said the first job that you get out of college usually is the one that you have for the rest of your career?
No, I said that it's usually not going to be the one you have for the rest of your career. You know, like people use them as various stepping stones, basically.
Right.
So, like, if you're really good at what you do, eventually your school ain't going to really mean much of anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's certain professions where people try to keep going, referring back to whatever school you went to. I hear that, you know, pursuing a career in law can be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't get me started with them. They really, really on some stupid ish as far as I'm concerned. It's retarded. You know, like if you're in business and you really know business well, 5 years, 6 years down the line, don't nobody give a damn about what college you went to. You know, they care about, at that point, you have experience and you've done stuff, and you probably have some nice things on your resume. And
that is true.
For you,
that
way,
is true.
Way more than your stupid school did.
Yes, that is true. That is absolutely true. They will, if you know how to manage business, any type of manage or business aspect, then, yeah, the only thing they're really going to care about is how well you can manage and make money and what
mm-hmm.
you've done on your resume.
Like is business, you know, if you're in the medical field, if you're in something where you work with your hands, don't nobody care about where you came from
mm-hmm.
after you've been there for a while.
Yeah.
Nobody care. You care, so you know you ain't want to hang something on your wall and all that other stuff. Like no, nobody really cares. I personally don't give a damn about if I go to the hospital and somebody need to work with me. I don't care about who they went to. I care about if they're good at what they're doing.
Absolutely.
You know? And no sane person really cares about what school you went to as far as you know, as much as they're worried about can you do what I am paying you to do.
Yes.
See, but you know what kind of messed a lot of things up was this whole, this one thing on your application for jobs, and it says, well, do you happen to know anybody that works in this field?
Ah, yes.
To me, I think that, you know, that one little question on your on the application that holds a lot of weight.
It
and
does.
It really shouldn't. I think that makes a lot of things because
it can because you got people that might be able to vouch for you, who you know.
that
can go a long way.
I feel in today's professions, 60% of the jobs is about who you know.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to afford a percentage to them, but yeah, who you know has overwhelming power.
Yeah,
let's say that.
It
has overwhelming power.
Yeah, it does. It's a significant number, or else it would not be there. It plays.
You know how significant that is. People who interview see hundreds of resumes each day.
Yes, they do.
And they flip through them. Like I remember various classes that I had when I was at school, and, you know, and, like, side note real quick. Going away to schools, like you know, some of the schools that have a better, you know, quote-unquote reputation and stuff like that, at times the best thing that you get from those schools is not the education. It's certain experiences that you get and interactions with people that you might have. You know, that's a big difference. A good thing for me going to Syracuse is that I got to interact with way more white people than what I had ever done in my life. You know, way more like
the
rest.
And that's
when you learn a lot more. You learn a whole lot more about different ignorance. And I'm not talking about negative. I'm not talking about it negatively. I mean, I'm talking about meeting people who came from a town and had one black person in their entire town. And mm-hmm. they just don't really know anything about black people. And they're not, you know, they don't have anything against you. At least they haven't shown it in any way. But they just don't know things about black people or people of color. They got, like, they're confusing people who are Puerto Rican and do not look black with being black.
Wow.
They don't know what a do-rag is. Did not know what a do-rag is. Did not know what waves were. I'm like, what? I'm like, wait a second. In order to describe, because I was in the process of getting them, in order to describe it, I had to refer to Puff Daddy, and he was calling himself Puff Daddy at that time. It wasn't even P Diddy yet, you know. So that's like eye opening things that I mean, like, you know what? All this crap that I've heard isn't necessarily true about these people, and those experiences go a long way.
So, that's what they sell people on when we talk about the idea of going to a university. They sell people on the whole idea of, you know, you get to meet new people, experience, you be living in a dorm, get away from your parents. They sell all the glitz and glamour and all the good things, but they don't tell
you about.
You gotta
be careful with that, though.
They don't tell you about the like you said, the parking tickets, about, you know, they don't tell you the whole story behind it. They sell you on the whole idea of getting away from your parents and having so much freedom.
Yeah, they show you on the parties and stuff like that, and they catch you off guard. But going back real quick again to the who you know, I remember the classes they was telling us that the people who interviewed, they flipped through resumes like crazy, and the average amount of time spent on a resume was like 15 seconds.
The average amount of time that an interview spends on your resume is 15 seconds.
Seconds before they flip to the next one. They go through real quick. They are skimming your shit. Sorry.
Wow.
Like they are skimming over it real quick. You know, little things will stand out to them and instantly get you put in a pile that says, we don't care about this person. Like typos. Little things, like you know, your heading not being off.
Yeah,
like, you know, inconsistent like size of characters. You know, like you had 20-point font when you put your name, and that's fine. And then you have when you start writing, now you're in the regular point font, right? And then.
Yeah.
Like, randomly, a word is in a higher point font. That will send out to them. Little things like that. And it will get you put to the back. Like, we ain't messing with that person. You know, when you know somebody, a lot of times what happens is they put in a word and they look for your resume.
Yeah.
They actually spend some time on it and they put it to the front of the pile.
Yeah.
Now you're just not, like, now you have a face.
Yes.
You know? Because otherwise, you're just a nameless, like a faceless, like, you know, name that's gone by. So now they're paying you a little bit more attention, and that simple gesture can create a completely different situation for you.
Absolutely, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
That
I wanted to read you something that one of my friends sent to me. He said, college isn't for everyone. Only 27% of Americans are working in the field they went to college for, and half of college grads are working
Now you just said 27%.
Let him finish.
I'm just
shame
saying.
On you.
We were on percentages earlier, and I was saying like maybe 60
60% of the people that go to college, 60% do not even go into the field. You see here? You see? This is what I'm talking about. Let him finish, but I'm just reiterating. That's all I'm doing, reiterating. Okay, go ahead there, brother.
And he said, and half of college grads are working at a job that doesn't require a degree.
Yeah, that's what I remember when I was in college, I first went in there, I was undecided because I had a big, great, grand plan of football. That was going to be it. Didn't work out that way. Anyway, had to figure out what my major was going to be. So now, here I am in Syracuse, knowing that bill is racking up. I'm like, well, damn, my favorite subject was math. But stupidly, I didn't know anything that I could really do with math. Turns out you do a whole lot with a damn math major, if you majored in math. But, I didn't really know, like which way to lean. But I did know that bill was racking up. And I said, I have to go into something that's going to allow me to be able to pay off some of these loans. I chose accounting because I'm like, if nothing else, I'll know how to manage my money a little bit better, right? So this will work. that's the process I went through. There's various people who don't go through that process, and they're like, well, I'm at a school that's charging me $40,000 a year. I think I'll go into a profession that ends up paying me $30,000 a year.
Wow.
That's bad math. If you go to a school that's cost you a lot of money, you should probably be trying to go into a profession that's going to pay you more money than what it costs for you to go to that school.
I was talking about this before you came on, but I said, a lot of people. I said a lot of people that go into college straight after high school, they're undecided, and they don't know exactly what they want to do. So they spend a year, maybe 2 years, floating around, and they don't realize that they're adding money. They're adding a tuition bill.
And
College is not a – even though, if you have the money to spend, it's a place where you need to you can figure yourself out. That's only you got the money. But if you don't have the money like that, you need to go into college knowing what you want to do.
Okay.
And my thing is, how much money do you think you would have saved if you would have went to college and, starting out with the accounting thing? How much money do you think you would have saved?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would save a lot of money. That's all. The only thing I can say is I would save a lot. I'll tell you this.
Wow.
When I graduated, I was at my school for, 5 years, because I started late and then I went to my major late, and the thing that forced me out of football was, it set me back, right? Anyway, so I was.
All right,
so I
have a question now for you two gentlemen. If you could do it all over again, the whole schooling situation, knowing what you know now, would you A, go to a trade school, B, go to a different school, or C, go through the military and have them pay for your schooling?
What are you doing, like commercials for the military, man? So,
this is, for me, it would, I would go through the same things only because of the fact that there's certain people that I met.
Okay.
That I wouldn't have met if I didn't go there.
All right.
Like one of my best friends is a person that I met there, despite the fact that he was from Queens.
Oh, wow.
we happen to be from Queens. So I guess that's another thing that kind of bonded us together.
What's wrong with you, man?
Ow.
Queens.
I guess it was something that kind of bonded us together more because we was happened to find ourselves in Syracuse, you know. But
hey, dude,
my girlfriend.
He's talking about your boy Chris.
Oh yeah.
Oh God. Oh, no comment.
Wow. Anyway.
Yeah. We need to have more racial discussions and get y'all on track.
Oh yeah, the next one's gonna be real interesting. Go ahead.
I met my girlfriend who's gonna be my wife eventually. You know what I'm saying? In college. So, you know, for those reasons alone, for the education, for the quality of education, no. I told you, I did it myself.
That's what I want to know. All right. So you would go to the college again, not for the monetary later on, but it's for the people that you got to know, basically.
Yeah. Because you know I'm a loyal type of person, so obviously being there for however many years I was there, I met and established some good relationships, some good friendships.
Wow.
So those mean a bit to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as
wow.
far as just the quiet, like there was like one or two subjects that I had that I was like, you know what, that was a really really good class. That was a quality class. I really like that.
So you mean out of what, your 4 years of going to the school, only two subjects?
There were like two subjects where there were like two teachers. Let me put it that way. Two teachers that stood out to me as being really great teachers.
This is
what's supposed to be at this school. Teachers like this.
That is bananas.
And the thing is, how much are you spending per semester? And I only say you had about a handful of teachers that actually stood out and you actually got some out the class. How much are you paying a semester?
Well, I only look at like by the year, and it was a little bit more than $40,000 a year when I first started, and each year it increased.
Oh wow! Each year it increased. Okay.
Yes. Every single year increased. Like, you know, at least about $1,000.
$1,000. Okay, that's a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a quite a significant jump.
That does not include books.
From year
to year.
It does
not include books.
Exactly. That's not including books, and you know the prices of books jumped also. See, right there. There's a problem right there. I'm sorry.
There's a way to pull some of that stuff off a little more. You know what I'm saying? There's some you know end arounds that you can do as far as books. You can hold on a second.
Okay,
I mean,
Pierre.
As far as me, I would if I'd have done anything different, I would have chose a bachelor's degree. I'd have chose an area that allowed me more room to start more job opportunities. Like I wouldn't have chose forensic psychology. I'd have just did criminal justice because criminal justice would have covered forensic psychology.
Right. Okay. Would you have taken something like computer science, something like that?
I think that's definitely a big field, especially the way technology is going right now. I think that's a huge.
Field, but unless you're doing something groundbreaking, you're
not
trying to
be anywhere near accounting.
I don't know as far as about the whole computer field, but I'm just saying as far as somebody that's coming from a forensic psychology field where it's very small, and the thing is you need a master's, maybe even a doctorate really do something with that.
Yes,
I'm just
you
saying
do.
Now, if I even had a chance to go back, I would have chose criminal justice because I could have covered everything I wanted to do with the forensic psychology with a criminal justice bachelor's.
Pierre, I have to tell you this. My sister, she also took up, forensics, you said?
Forensic psychology.
yeah, well, I know that she was in that same field, and her too. She also didn't get into that. Why? Because she basically like a master's or a doctorate degree in that field, basically. And not to mention, then you'd also have to have the experience. So it's it's very close, tight knit thing to get into. And if you get into it at all, it's almost like a miracle.
Yeah, and the thing is too is that when you talk about not even having a bachelor's, when you go into a master's program, and a lot of people may not understand this, not only are you going to school for your master's program, you also have to put in a significant amount of hours as a trainee.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? At a facility somewhere. So at the end of the day, if you're somebody who's supporting yourself, how do you go to school, go to work to get the money to pay for school and do some type of internship in which you're putting in as many hours as you're putting in for the internship as you're doing for school? Like, how do you supposed to close the
schools course? Are not structured for you to be able to do very well if you are by yourself.
Right.
I don't know if they were, I'm not willing to say that they were intentionally structured this way, but the way that they are structured is not conducive for a person who is on their own.
So,
stuff like that is conducive for families, strong families.
Are you saying that there's some type of conspiracy going on to make you...
No. I said that, I phrased it the way I did to make sure that I'm not going in that direction. Because I know how people love the conspiracies. I know it. Especially black people. We can't get enough of it. So any great conspiracy that we can twist and say is, yeah, that's what's going on. That's why they're against us. We latch on like a damn tick, you know. So.
I love it.
It's not necessarily that, but you know,
right.
when you have a family that's really put together, you got a mother and father there. You know, even if they didn't go to college and stuff like that, you got a dual income and whatnot.
Yeah.
You are in a much better position.
If they
actually went to college and they was in whatever profession that you are and deciding to pursue, you are in a way better position.
Right.
Way better position. You know. A lot of people who, you know, going to college nowadays are not in those type of positions. And that's actually how, actually, sometimes things like affirmative action end up betraying people. You know, get you into the school and you ain't ready for it. You ain't ready for it.
Right.
What do you do?
It's a whole new game, and you get in over your head.
Mm. Fact and true. And you're taking your money at the same time.
Yep.
But I'm saying, but what do you do, you know what I'm saying, when we have, you know, as black people, what do? When we have a kid that's really talented, really smart, and it seems like he's really passionate about it, about being a doctor or something, you know what I mean, something that requires a lot of education. I wouldn't even say that. Let's say a chemist. And a chemist, when it comes to science, you need a lot of math and a lot of, like, that's a degree that requires
you support
a lot of credit.
The hell out of them. You support
like,
the hell out of them. That,
right.
I understand
that's,
that,
that's
but
the
what
problem.
Do you do
there's,
when you,
there's,
when you
there's
can't
not,
afford
there's
it?
There's not a lot of that. No, I'm just saying, if he's really good at it, he'll probably be in some type of honors and things like that, and he'll be excelling in school already. So, you know, in a lot of cases, you might be able to avoid, like, you know, spending a fortune trying to keep your child educated so they can pursue that dream. But, you know, if you, like you do what you can, you know, this idea that people have put out there of just pursue your dreams, that's rainbows and mountain bullshit. It does not work. You have to pursue your dreams within reason.
No doubt. And yo, my fellas, my brothers, on that note, we got 9 seconds left. When
you
make Chad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I took
Chad,
the whole show.
Nah, it's all good, brother. That's what it's all about, man. until the next episode, man, the menu. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Gentlemen, I just want to say thank you guys for calling in and giving your feedback on this topic for tonight. Next week, tune in to see what the topic's going to be. I don't know yet, but it's going to be something.
Oh,
next Thursday, the menu.
It's going to be good. So I hope you guys will be calling back.
Okay.
Good
night, and God bless all.
Yeah, no doubt. Peace out.
Peace.
Later.